Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome to our WrestleMania prediction special. Of course, yeah. Two-night event. Plus, we've got Stand and Deliver on Saturday morning. On this prediction special, we're only focusing on WrestleMania. But, of course, for channel members over at YouTube.com/Steven Larson, not here at Friendo Club, we're not asking you to double dip. But for channel members over at Going In Raw, and, of course, for patrons, Patreon.com/Steven Larson, $5 and up, you guys can participate in the Big Red Predictions Challenge. That's right. You can become the predictions champion here at Going In Raw. But we're here to talk about predictions. We've got confidence points, which we'll be using for the thing for this video's purposes. We're just using them for entertainment purposes.
Larson. Yeah, these are non-binding, unofficial predictions. Yes.
Right, exactly.
As Forrester said, entertainers.
Entertainment. And can you explain confidence points?
Please? Sure. So we're treating WrestleMania as one giant show. So in total, 13 matches. The match that you're least confident in, you give one confidence point. The match you're most confident in, you put 13 on that one. So on and so forth till each match has unique confidence point value. Whoever gets the most points, they win.
That is correct. So where would you like to start?
Let's start with the men's tag team showcase bout. You got Street Profits, you got the Viking Raiders, you got American Alpha, and then you got Braun Strowman and Ricochet. Steve, who do you got winning this?
I don't know, man.
Well, I don't know is not an option. We need an answer.
Viking Raiders. Nobody wins. I know. I got one confidence point on this match. I got Viking Raiders. Kind of a process of elimination. The Go Home Raw saw the Street Profits sort of pick up the victory for their half of that, their team. It could be, I guess, Braun and Ricochet, but you also got to think Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are probably going to pick up these tag titles. So you need bad guys, and it's not going to be Alpha Academy. So it's Viking Raiders. I got one confidence point.
It's copy and paste. Same for me. What about you, Enforcer? Okay.
Why can't it be Alpha Academy?
Because they're
joking. Because yeah, exactly. No,
because they are going to lose one of their members.
Exactly.
Yes.
Rinse and repeat here. Viking Raiders. Going to have the first feud possibly with spoiler. Possibly new tag team champions, or you know, separate these things. Street Profit. Viking Raiders, one confidence point because it is a multi-team match.
Exactly. Next up, we got Rey Mysterio finally accepting the challenge from his son, Dominic Mysterio. Enforcer, who do you got here?
Right now, I'm sitting with Rey with four, and I don't feel all that well with it. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame, but also Dom could win this one to possibly propel a few or a match for Hair versus Mask later on. But it could go either way with it. But I want this feud to just continue. So I just got Ray with four right now, but that possibly could change.
What about you, Steve?
I got Ray. I had him actually with four the same, but I actually bumped him up just now as Enforcer was talking to five, only because I think this is going to go three matches. I think Ray wins the first and third. Dom takes the second. Look, Ray has been has been anti-fighting his kid this whole time. I think he's got to win this first one. I think it's a big crowd-pleasing moment. Dom can take a win at Backlash. I got Ray with 5 confidence points.
Am I the only one picking Dom? I got Dom with 4 confidence points.
You imagine, are the only one picking
you
Dom.
You are the only one here then, yeah.
Ray's going to the Hall of Fame tomorrow night. Next day, he's going to put his son over on the largest stage possible. He's going to do it for his kid. And also, it could be a situation where Dom's like, ha, I beat you, Dad. I'm done with you. And Ray's like, no, I need to get my win back. And Dom's like, what are you going to do for me? I want that. I want your mask.
Mascaris.
Yeah. And then it's mask versus hair. Dom,
That could totally that could totally be. What's next?
Next, Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul. When Seth said, If I lose this match, I'm a joke. They're not going to make a joke out of Seth Rollins. This is a match where Seth and Logan could do all sorts of crazy athletic stuff. Stomp or two later, Seth's going to get the win. I'm so confident in this. I got all my confidence points on Seth freaking Rollins. They're not going to have Seth freaking Rollins lose to Logan Paul. Oh. Seth, 13.
Oh. Yeah, I have a lot too. I've got 10 confidence points on Seth Rollins. Logan Paul's contract is up after WrestleMania. Not to say he couldn't sign another one, but yeah, now for all the reasons you just said, I got 10 confidence points on Seth freaking Rollins.
Makes all the sense in the world. I am going with Rollins, but I'm going with 7 here. Probably going to boost it up in my official predictions over there at the Patreon. But yeah, I mean, what good would Logan Paul winning this match against Seth Rollins do? For anybody,
none.
You could always go back to it if he does resign as well for whatever.
No, back to it.
No, okay. Well, it should be a spot fest, and I'm down with that.
It's gonna be a good match. Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah. Seth is gonna win it.
Yeah, Seth has to win this. Next up, Becky Lynch, Trish Stratus, Lita taking on Damage Control. Steve, who do you have?
Damage Control.
I mean, I guess I got the legends. I don't want to bet against them. I just feel like Damage Control. Look, every time I say Damage Control needs to win a match, they totally don't. Yeah. And like they're still a thing. So I got the legends. I got Team Becky with 3 confidence points. I'm not very confident in it because I don't know. I saw somebody on Twitter say something like, hey, it'd be cool if Trish turned and like joined Damage Control. I was like, that'd be actually really cool if they signed up Lita and Trish for like a longer kind of term deal to keep them active and on TV. They're big deal names. Yeah. So I don't know. Anything can happen here, but I feel like the legends are there for a big pop. Yeah. 3 confidence points. I got on Becky and the legends here.
What say you, Enforcer?
Yeah, I am also on the legend train, but I would always like to see Damage Control pick up a win. But you have your tag team champions in WrestleMania, not defending this because of having the legends and the big pop here. I got 6 on the legends here.
All right. I got Becky, Trish, and Lita with 5. Everything you gentlemen said, I can't disagree with any of it. I'm kind of surprised they're not having both the women tag matches the same night, maybe setting up a title match night 2, but I guess they decided not to do that.
That'd be kind of cool. That'd be pretty neat.
Next up, speaking of tag titles, Usos defending their tag titles against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Enforcer.
Yes. I've got Sami and KO here. I'm putting the thumb on the scale. 12 is where I'm going with this one. It just makes all the sense, especially if it's the same night. You do this early, then you can build that backstage sort of like, what's Roman feeling about this? How the wise man feeling? What's Solo doing? Having to deal with them losing, you know? So it could be a whole night of a story. 12 for Sami and KO.
What about you, Steve?
13, for all the reasons that Enforcer said. I think that you don't do this story unless they win these titles.
Yeah.
I think it'd be intriguing if the Usos won. It'd be a jaw-dropping moment. I don't see them doing that. It's got to be Sami and Kevin Owens. I got all my confidence points. What about you, Larson?
I have almost all my confidence points on the Usos
to
lose to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I got 12 confidence points on KO and Sami. Yes.
There you go. Next up
for the SmackDown Women's Championship, you got the champion Charlotte taking on Rhea Ripley. story's been a bit tepid. Hopefully you get something to up the intensity here on SmackDown. We're shooting this Thursday night. But the story, as it is, leads me to believe that Rhea Ripley is winning this bout to make up for the loss that she suffered to Charlotte 3 years ago. I guess the question for me is, are they going to do something during the match a bit like a double turn? Because I feel like the crowd really wants to cheer Rhea because she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd hasn't necessarily taken to babyface Charlotte yet.
They never do.
So I'd be interested to see if they're going to try to do something like that, or just be like, all right, we'll have Rhea get her win. We want to keep Judgment Day as heels. That to me is the real intrigue, but I feel like it's pretty certain Rhea's winning. I got Rhea with 11.
Yeah, I got Rhea with 9 for everything you said. It is going to be interesting how they build, how they tell this match. We've seen the build; it's been kind of crap. But yeah, to see the story play out. Yeah, I got 9 with Rhea Ripley here.
Yeah, I got Rhea here with 11. I mean, if Charlotte Flair wins this, you've really undone everything. Well, not everything, but a good chunk of what Judgment Day, Dom, her, and everything have done. If you don't put a belt on her and make her look dominant,
yeah,
they've done. I got 11.
They put in a lot of work on Rhea. That's a good point as well.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Next, though it was the headlining match on the match graphic, it will be opening the show apparently for night one. We got John Cena taking on Austin Theory. Steve, who do you got?
I got Austin Theory. 12 confidence points. Of course, wow. He's gonna win this thing. This is for the U.S. title, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, John Cena's not coming back, unless he does something weird where he shows up on the Raw after Mania. But I don't see that happening either. This is Austin Theory. 12 confidence points.
What about you, Enforcer?
Y'all, you know what's going to happen here. I have John Cena losing this match, but wouldn't it be great if he won and then Jay White shows up the next night, immediately picks up the U.S. belt?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be pretty great.
That'd be crazy, but it's not going to happen. Theory, 13, lock. If Cena wins this, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Theory, but I only got 3 confidence points. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I only got 3 on Theory.
All right. He's going to be on it. Seeing it, like you said, he's going to be on a plane as soon as this thing is done, man.
Probably. Dude, that's why it's the first match. He has his Learjet set up at LAX, dude.
I was going through my things. I was like, well, I got 3. I guess this is going on this one.
All right. There you go, then.
Hey, sometimes that happens.
These are for entertainment purposes only, not by unofficial.
Correct.
Anyways, moving on. Next, women's tag team showcase match. We're starting night 2. Enforcer, who do you got?
Listen, man, I'm all about putting supplements in your body. Ain't gonna happen here. Honestly, I mean, I would love to see Rousey and Baszler like destroy these other 3 teams and stake a claim for the tag belt. So that's where I'm going. Rousey and Shayna, two confidence points.
Two?
Because it's a multi person match, something could happen.
What about you, Steve?
I got 11 on Shayna and Ronda. I might lower this by a couple confidence points simply because Ronda recently was bitching about how her feud with Liv wasn't what it should have been. And maybe because Ronda's dealing with an arm injury, she might not be around much longer. Maybe it's going to be her thing to put one of these other teams over, and that's going to lead to her and Shayna having a beef. I'm not going to bet on it. So I got 11 confidence points on it, but Shayna and Ronda.
Yeah, I got Ronda and Shayna 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I would actually be pretty surprised if they didn't win this particular bout. You know, you can if Ronda's dealing with an arm injury, you can have Shayna in there, you know, handling most of the work, and then if you know they can do the finish together, and then arm bar, done.
And then they do a shaker height spike, maybe.
There you go.
That'd be something. All Ronda has to do is slam the person down.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you got to do.
Next up. Brock Lesnar taking on Amos.
Oh.
They've done a pretty good job of building up some intrigue for this bout. A lot of it was Brock running ropes. We haven't seen him do that in 20 years.
Yeah, man.
So I'm excited for Brock to run some more ropes, hit an F5, and get this win. I got Brock with 6.
Mm-hmm. I think this match will see Amos lose to Brock Lesnar. I got 7 confidence points. This match is built around one core concept. Can Brock Lesnar pick up a guy who's 400 plus pounds? And I think clearly he'll be able to, and the crowd will be like, holy shit. The only question is, are they actually going to make sort of a match out of this, or is it going to be a finisher spam type thing, which I don't know. I'm going to take the under on that one. But yeah, Brock Lesnar, 7 confidence points.
I will admit, when I first heard Brock and Amos, I thought, what are we doing? But as the weeks have gone on, I am intrigued. I am into this. I want to see Brock Lesnar attempt to pick up Amos. And what is Amos's face going to be when he's in the F5 position? I got Brock with 3 because maybe he got MVP out there, you know, doing something. But Brock with 3, but I'm going to be like entertained all the hell with this match.
Yes. Next. Edge, Demon Finn Balor, Hell in a Cell. Steve, who do you got?
On this day, I see clearly
Edge
will lose this match against Finn Balor. I only have 2 confidence points on it. It's the Demon, and Edge and Beth got that win over the Judgment Day before. I feel like that was a win that mattered more to Edge. He wants to put over a young up-and-coming guy, a young guy like Finn Balor.
Like Finn Balor.
He's only probably, 5 years younger than Edge, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe
more than that.
But I only got 2 confidence points because I think Edge he's a big deal. And if they're going to move him on, it might be to bigger and better things. I don't know. He already did his Mania match. He already did his Mania main event match and he got stacked. So, I don't know what else he could do, but yeah, I got Finn with 2 confidence points here.
What about you, Enforcer?
I say that even though I picked Ray for this other one, WrestleMania weekend is the weekend of the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
I need to see Purple Demon stroll out there, get stuff done. I have 10 on Finn winning this thing because I just think they realize what they got. Judgment Day is where it's at. Big, big, big wins on big stages. I'm down with it. Come on, 10 on Finn.
WrestleMania 39 is going to be a good weekend for Judgment Day. Got Dom winning. Got Rhea winning. I got Edge losing to Finn Balor.
Yeah.
2 confidence points.
How many? 2 or 3?
2.
2. 2 confidence points. All right.
Next up, Intercontinental title, triple threat, Gunther.
Gunther.
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre. It's my duty.
Sheamus. Enforcer, who you got?
Oh, this one is just going to be big, meaty men slapping meat. Now I'm here for it. Oh, just hamburger chest. Gunther retains, though. 8 confidence points. This Intercontinental title run here has been amazing. I just want to see Gunther run through everybody for a while here and make that ring sacred like it truly is. Gunther with 8.
What about you, Steve?
I've got the ring, General. General, how he says it.
General.
I got six confidence points. I don't have a ton of confidence points. It's in the middle of the pack because maybe they'll give Sheamus a WrestleMania moment. They really have done a good job making this personal for Sheamus. So maybe they'll give Sheamus his WrestleMania moment because Gunther beating that record is a long ways off. But you know, until I see it, not going to believe it. I think Drew McIntyre's in there to keep Sheamus's eye off the prize. Gunther wins the ring. And they're out.
You got to have like some phlegm in your little phlegm in your throat.
I know it's hard. That's a difficult thing. I can do everything except for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I got Gunther with eight. I agree with everything you guys said. Gunther's totally winning. He's going to break that record. I feel like, next up for the Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair versus Asuka. Now that I look at my scores here, I feel like I have way too much confidence on this because I have, like, there's basically been no story to this feud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It's been pretty minimal. It's basically just, will Asuka missed Bianca?
Yeah.
And she hasn't yet. So will she do it at Mania and win or fail and lose? This kind of feels like a situation where they're building up Bianca more. Right now, I got Bianca with nine.
Nine confidence points. I don't think that's a terrible pick. I've got Bianca with four. Here's my prediction. So I made a joke about this during Overrun, but I think she's probably going to do a blind KOD. She's going to get misted. She's going to be blind and she's going to lift her up for the KOD. And I think you're right, man. And you know, as much as I love Asuka, you know, she's been on main roster for years now, and Bianca, they see her as the future. And that might be a misread in terms of getting that crowd reaction. I think that Bianca needs to be chasing more. And honestly, like, you know, dominating a little bit less, because it just at a certain point becomes kind of boring. But the crowd doesn't seem like they're ready to turn on her. I think they're just going to do Bianca. Bianca beats Asuka. I got four confidence points. Didn't go quite as high as you because maybe they're going to have her chase.
Could be. Man. Could be.
Two months ago when Asuka came back with the whole kind of look. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, here we go. WrestleMania here. She's about to win this thing. And it has just fallen just flat. And I don't think it's of anyone's issue going on here. But now, on the eve of WrestleMania, it doesn't seem like Asuka has any steam behind her or really in general for this match. So I just think we're just going to hold pat here. And Bianca's going to win this one with five confidence points.
There we go. Now we're to our main event.
Main event.
Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Steve, let's have Steve go first here because I know he's Cody's number one fan. Wow. I want to hear his arguments why he thinks Cody should win.
All right. Cody should totally win. He will win. I got eight confidence points. Why is it not 13? Because never bet against the bloodline. That's why. They could totally have Roman Reigns beat Cody, but I just think that the entire story is about Cody winning. So I got Cody with eight confidence points. I think they got to move on. All the stories about, oh, they're going to make a new title, this, that, the other, just means that Cody's going to win and Roman's going to go on vacation for a couple months. Cody Rhodes with eight confidence points.
What about you, Enforcer?
You know, this title reign, many, many a times, you know, that there's been Roman has had to, you know, in fighting, starting with Jay and Jimmy, and then, you know, you got the clinger on with Sammy, all of this other stuff. And it's been a big, amazing culmination, and I'm down with it. But I think we're going to get just the big, just crescendo doneness of what's going to go on, and then Roman's going to come back in a couple of months and pick up the pieces of whatever's going to be left with Solo and the wise man. What's the wise man going to do? All this other good stuff. And Cody, the American Nightmare, will be champion. Got nine on that one. And I am very excited to see the next couple of feuds for Cody as well. That's kind of like the newness of a new champion. I want to see what's about to happen here. And I think we're going to get that.
So this story has been all about the crumbling, the fall of the bloodline. Question is it going to happen? Are they going to finally take those titles off Roman? As Steve said, it's hard to bet against the bloodline because for basically the better part of 3 years, they have not lost, especially on pay-per-view. Roman especially not lost on pay-per-view. Usos pretty much not. They haven't lost on pay-per-view. This is a pay-per-view. Wow. Roman Reigns. With 7 confidence points. We'll lose to Cody Rhodes.
Oh, adrenaline.
It kind of pains me to say it, but Cody's going to win.
Yeah. How much is it going to kill you if Roman wins and you have confidence points on Cody?
Yeah.
See, I got to divorce myself. Yeah. I got to look at these predictions from an unbiased perspective.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
Got to do what's best for business, man. You got to go with your head, not your heart. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I understand from a business perspective, putting that belt on Cody based on crowd reaction, merch sales, ticket sales, that's the right move to make.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah, it really does seem
I may be lukewarm on Cody, but seemingly everybody else loves him.
You know, dude, on the other hand, if it's a situation where their metric says, hey, God, dude, Cody, yeah, he does sell a lot. They got 2 variations of the same shirt with him holding the American flag, one shirtless and one shirted. So, dude sells merch like crazy. They would be insane not to do this for Cody.
Yeah.
I mean, they're putting out pre-orders for like his busted Hell in the Cell damn thing out there at like almost $40 a pop. And you know they're gonna sell through it like this. Is he the new Plus Delta? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a good question. Yep. Seems like he could be.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, they're about to roll out a new belt possibly for this guy.
Yeah.
All this other stuff, the massive amount of pyro. I mean, I've seen like so many trucks roll down to SoFi, and you know it's always pyro.
All of it. So anyways, that's going to do it for our prediction special. Let us know in the comments below, who do you think is going to win at WrestleMania? What kind of confidence do you have on your predictions? And join us for SmackDown tonight. We've got our live watch along and review. Stand and Deliver live watch along. WrestleMania Night 1 watch along and review, and WrestleMania Night 2 live watch along and review across both Twitch and the YouTube as well.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for watching, everybody. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.